I got my new ting imported. I got that Christian Dior. Ain't wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford it. Look what I did with the bag. Look what I did with the bag. I got a ting in the back. And I ain't taking no chat. I got my new ting imported. I got that Christian Dior. Ain't wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford
it. Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
Hi guys. Get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, you know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you wanna look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you ready for road, man? 100% satin do-rags, click the link in the bio.
Unfiltered people, Express Truth Show. We're back up in the building. And before we do anything today, folks, it's very, very important to the show. Whether you like us, whether you love us, hit that like button, hit that share button, and hit that subscribe button, people. Algorithm business that we're dealing with. Patreon crew, big up yourselves. Most definitely, shout out to every single Patreon. It's all love, man, every time. Steven, what are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm saying making Thursdays great again. Never late again. Dynamite Duo, back in full effect. Remember, it's your favourite podcast. It's your girlfriend's favourite secret boyfriend. It's the greatest show on earth, man. Unfiltered, unapologetic, and unbiased, man. Whichever order you want to put those in. What you say, man? Talk to me nice, G.
Chilling, Stephen. I cannot complain whatsoever. Back up in the building.
Facts.
And these weeks, yeah, are going by faster and faster. Like record timing every week. You look, it's only the other day, you know, that I'm saying to myself, yo, where's the week gone? Now it's another week. Time waits for no man. That's all I'm going to say. What you saying, Stephen?
Family, everything bless, you know, all glory to God and same thing there. They say every day above ground's a blessing, man. Yo, this week's mad, you know, it's like, I don't want to talk too much, Mark, but it's like, you know, you get a good hand in cards. You know, you get a straight flush, a full house on all them thing there. That's how man's feeling right now, saying it without saying it, man.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful feeling.
You say good things happen to good people, man.
Real talk, man. Good things happen to good people. These sayings are there for a reason, man, and it's a fact.
Bible facts.
So, yeah, man, okay, let's get into this thing, because we got quite a few bits to talk about today.
Talk to me nice, G. Kick it off like a game of FIFA, man.
All right, so... Big boy fight, spoke about it on the Saturday stream. Saturday stream crew, big up yourself. Noble, big up yourself. Ended up breaking down his fight the other day, Stephen. Now, I know you're not a boxing fan.
You know I ain't got a clue.
I know you're not a boxing fan. But every now and again, yeah, a fight happens that kind of breaks that fourth wall. You see what I mean? I know I'm using that out of context. It just sounds better.
Deadpool business.
Every now and again, a fight comes along that captures the public's imagination. I don't want to sound like one of them promoters, you know, that's their favorite sentence. But every now and again, a fight comes along that captures the public's imagination. Now, we're talking about a star. We're talking about Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. Now, we're talking about the most elite of elite boxers in Devin Haney, facing an elite boxer, but he is considered more of a celebrity. You know, like that, Stephen. Like, this is one of them guys who has got bare social media following. You know, like, he does a lot of... I think he was even doing Fashion Nova at one point. My man's, like, one of them boxers who kind of breaks the fourth wall. You see what I mean? He's like that. He had a fight with Tank not too long ago, yeah. I think it was last year sometime. Could have been. Nah, yeah, it was last year sometime. And that broke all kind of records. It kind of, a lot of people say, you know, but it is true still. It kind of brought back mainstream boxing. It kind of brought back star versus star, because after that, we had a plethora of big fights take place after that, like the best fight in the best, and them two guys kind of set that off. So anyway,
okay.
Garcia's been calling out Haney. Now, there's been some little back and forth. We're not here to discuss all of that. Fight's been announced. They're doing their press conferences and all that, Stephen. You know I'm locked in. You know I got to see what's going on. And this Garcia brother, like, his words are a bit slurred. He's a bit... In my head, I'm like, he's probably had a few drinks, you know.
Oh, Mark, sorry to cut you. Ain't this the geezer that got parked up by Javonte Davis?
Yes, the same guy. Same guy.
Yeah, I know some stuff, people.
Yeah, man, he's like a big influencer at the same time. So, in the press conferences, Stephen, my man's kind of slurring his words. You know, like, he's twitching his mouth. It didn't seem 100%. Me, personally, I just thought it was a bit of tiredness mixed with probably his drinking. You know how these men live their life? Because at the end of the day, people, this is still a young man who has been given access to large sums of money. Now, a lot of men, money will enhance their life. And another set of men, money won't enhance their life. It goes against them. Some people know how to have money and move a certain way. Other people get money and it kind of almost enhances problems. And that's almost what it looks like with Ryan Garcia, even though he has been known to have issues in the past. But this one, Stephen, has completely and utterly topped anything that I've seen in boxing in form of what he's talking about. He's literally come out now, Stephen, saying all this kind of stuff that... I ain't even going to repeat it. I'll just play the audio. But yeah, just to give you an idea, he's saying things like, you know, he was held down and forced to watch children get hard, and you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, he's saying all kind of things, talking about Bohemian. Am I even saying some Bohemian? Basically, it's a whole kebab meat and chips party. Now, I know men are going to be like, nah, that boy's talking truth. That boy's talking truth. He could be talking truth, but it's mad that he's doing this basically on the build-up to a major fight. Like, so what? These things were going on in the past. You never spoke on these things. But all of a sudden now, it's mad, Stephen, because you know what it is? That anybody can kind of come out and say anything. You know, like if you just come out on some Alex Jones kind of, yo, this happened, you know, like talking like that. People will always be like, yo, that boy's spitting truth, man. Like, yo, they are going to do this or they are going to do that. Now, I'm not saying that these conglomerates, these cults or whatever do not exist. I'm not saying that these things don't go on, but once you start setting yourself and watching certain videos on YouTube, and when you're watching on YouTube, you got the little row of videos next to the video, you go down a rabbit hole, man. And it looks like my man's gone down a rabbit hole, to be honest with you, Stephen, because my man's talking bare things.
But Mark, before Brian, we even get into the audio and stuff, You know, with this kind of stuff, and I'm gonna sound like a broken record now. I'm gonna bring up the Cat Williams situation, only because that's still doing rounds online, and I mean, like, people talking about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you jump on Vlad right now, he's still talking about it, bro. From what, 2 months ago now, almost 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, the news cycle's moved on, but you have to remember, you know, people/the world, it's all very, and I say this all the time, I say this a lot to you off air. You could say, oh, the sky is orange because I saw it in a dream. And then people would take that and say, ah, oh, Mark said the sky is orange. But they'd leave out the crucial part. You said that you saw that in a dream. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, people pick and choose to fit their narrative. So those people who run that conspiracy, who wear the tinfoil hat, who say that they can communicate with ET through the radio, they're going to latch onto what Garcia is saying and saying, oh, he's talking facts, he's talking facts. Well, like you said, children have been being abused. People are getting forced to do this and that and that. But like we always say with everything, Mark, and we see this a lot with the state of the UK right now without getting too far into things, people only care about things when it affects them or it's on their doorstep. Prior to that, no one cares. And anyone who wants to try and tell me otherwise, more than likely you're lying. There are some super good, innocent souls out there who can have true sympathy and compassion for others without having to go through the same thing. But a lot of us can't. Like, it's for clout, it's for the internet. It's to make you feel better. It's to make you look better to other people. Like, people should just live in their truths, man. I can't say he's lying. I can't say he's telling the truth. You're always going to have this kind of screwball talk going on. From what you've told me about him, he had the fight with Tank. What'd you say? He got 30 million?
Yeah. Allegedly, he got 30 million for that fight.
Allegedly, he's been running through that. You were saying, what, $5 million bets, this and that.
Big boy, $2 million, $5 million, gambling, all kind of things around, ready.
But to be honest, I kind of thought something was going on with him anyway. Not even because of that, because I'm not going to act like I knew about that before you told me. But even with the whole, I heard, and this is how you know it was kind of went around, because, you know, I don't really do this celebrity thing unless we're talking about something for the show. They were going on about it. His wife, ex-wife, estranged wife, whatever. She must have, she was pregnant, they were pregnant, whatever. She's had the baby. I'm hearing like 24 hours after the baby was born, he slapped her with divorce papers, or she slapped. Basically, they've announced divorce. So straight away in my head, I said, huh? Who literally has a child with someone and then files for divorce? So I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's done stuff. Maybe his head's not right from there. Fast forward a few months later, we're here now. He's sitting now. Well, he's talking online with Andrew Tate, saying, oh my God, they're going to kill me. I don't effing care. They can't stop me. I've got evidence. Rare. Because I've listened to the audio. We'll play a piece of it in a moment. I've listened to it, and he does sound like he could be telling the truth, but he sounds extremely irrational. Even just having that conversation with Tate, and it's not even in person, and he sounds extremely irrational. So maybe if you could present his argument articulately and remain cool, calm, and calculated, he would have more. He'd have more weight in his conviction, if you know what I'm trying to say. Like, he wouldn't sound like no disrespect. He just escaped a mental asylum.
That's the thing, man, because. You know what it is? I know, man, hate when I say this, you know, but people, I got to keep it real, man. I can't pretend. Like, I was listening to what my man was saying up until he started saying, like, yo, I got pictures of aliens and that in my phone. I'm like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Probably he's, with that kind of money on the line and certain fame on the line, maybe something's gone on behind the scenes. Something definitely could have happened. To the point where it's got him shooken up differently.
Of course.
That could have... I'm not dismissing that. But, you know, any of these, like, truth tellers, not our show truth tellers, that's a different kind of truth tellers. Episode 3 soon come.
Gang.
But I'm looking, I'm saying, you know, all these, like, Kanye's or Ryan Garcia's, there's a couple man on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think that's a lane where I try not to get into no debate with them, man, that are into that. Now, I'm not saying that stuff don't go on, but the trick is, why are so much man worried about it? I'm talking about these, like, elites in Hollywood and all of it. That so much man are way more invested into that stuff than things that actually concern them. Like, again, there's bare things that go on all over this world. Things probably even darker than that. But it's things that I'm not going to tap into and play with my mental. You know, like a lot of men that just go down the rabbit hole on YouTube. And then I've seen, man, real talk, I've seen, like, your everyday. And this is no disrespect, because right now, one of the most honest things you can do is hold down a 9-to-5. But I've seen men that are like mopping floors and they're like, yo, they're trying to get me. And I'm like, yo, who's trying to get you? Like, yo, them people. And I feel like,
fam,
if you...
I agree with that man who's mopping the floor. You know who's trying to get him, fam? The people from Mr. Mosso, fam.
But a man will be talking about, like, these men are trying to get me. And even the other day, I'll play this Garcia thing in a second, but even the other day, a man was talking to me about, like, the Max. You know what I'm talking about, innit? Like, yeah, they put together this Max and all that. And I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening to men, you know, because I'm like, I hear what you man is saying. Like, there's a lot of truth to that, that you man is saying there is. But he's like, yeah, they've done it. And I said, family, hear me out, man. Hear me out. I said, even if they don't want you man to get the Max, because you man think that, yo, you're standing on business, as the Americans say. But I'm like, okay, they probably ain't gave you the Max, but they probably gave the meat that you eat 10 times a day the Max. So you've consumed it another way. You don't, you know what I mean? Like, you've consumed it another way. So in my head, I'm like, I get that you're standing on business, but rude boy, like, you're eating, the same man that you're saying are out to get you are selling you your food. You know what I'm trying to say? Are giving you your health care, are doing this. So how much off the grid can you really be? This is all I'm saying. So there's so much people caught up in these things. I'm not saying they're not real again, but my man will say that, and there's literally men on YouTube that have spent the best part of 5, 6, 7 years just on YouTube doing 2-hour live streams, 5-hour live streams, just talking about every single thing of these things. And they're just like, yeah, you see, I told you. I'm like, yo, what you man? Yo, just because my man said that, I don't know if that's facts. He ain't pulled out no proof. Plus, Tate will always bring a brother like that on because that Tate's able to kind of, what's the word, Stephen? Solidify his thing.
Yeah.
Like, yo, these men are out to get us. And it solidifies Tate's argument, innit? So to me, I'm just like, the best thing to do right now, yeah, like I heard Jerule say it on the Piers Morgan show, mind the business that pays you, especially in regards to that stuff. Because a lot of men are going down them pigeonholes and you're not coming out the same.
Well, Cake, you know, I feel like some of these brothers find it cathartic. Like, it might be kind of their mental exercises. And I know it sounds ridiculous because you're kind of winding yourself up, going down this rabbit hole like your name's Alice, yeah? But when I say it's cathartic for them, like, that's literally, you know, like, you just work, your life might be quite mundane, get up, work, da-da-da-da, you know, just eight, you know, like most people, you have your set routine. That could be their escape, Mark. Whereas a man like me might go, I go gym, anime, you know what I'm saying? You'll go cinema, do the show, probably man's will jump on P5, them thing that, you know what I'm trying to say?
And gym as well, fam.
No, you got
gym. But that's not a relaxing experience, though, but I get what you're saying. For me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It depends what mood I'm in, but it clears my head a lot of the time. But you know what I'm trying to say? You know, people have their little escapes. That could be, obviously, to us, because it seems quite alien, because it seems ridiculous. Because when we are worried about man over there, so find him, and him saying got you a wormhole and all them thing there, and he's the Lord, our Savior, reincarnated. He can say whatever he wants to say. Well, a lot of people, that might be their escape, man. Honestly, man. Or we've said it before, and I'll say it again. Or with a lot of people, when they're like, oh, yeah, them man have to wear a dress to get through. Oh, my man sold his soul for... Like, a lot of the time, those are excuses for people to use in their lives when they're not where they want to be. Or they don't have the things that they desire. Oh, it's because I didn't sell my soul and all of that. Dead man sold it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Facts. It is for a lot of men, this whole Illuminati, Satan, what's it called? Shaitan, all them thing there is an illusion for a lot of men, where they hear these words and then start repeating them and they're like, yo, the reason why I'm not doing well in life or whatever is because them man are holding me back, these man that live in these things, and they're holding me back. Then they'll be like, okay, a man over there, the reason he is doing well, because he's part of them, man. And I'm not saying that these things don't happen and all, but you see, when you start believing in a boogeyman, you will put limitations on yourself mentally, you know. When you start saying, yo, there's a boogeyman over there stopping me from doing whatever, you will start to mentally put blockages and limitations on yourself. So for conversation's sake, yeah, I'm trying to move different, you know, like moving forward. Meaning, at one point, I'd be on YouTube, you know, just watching bare space videos about space-time and man going through black holes. And you know how much times I've heard that theme song from Interstellar? You know that song? I've heard it a million times because all them spacemen use it. So there was this one video, I was watching it, and then it kind of took me to a next video. Then I'm like, right, it took me to a next video. And then it got to the point, Stephen, I know it sounds mad funny, but a man was saying like, yo, the universe is in someone's brain. Fam, I just turned, I was like, even if that is true, I was like, let's just say that is true. What could you ever do about it? What could you ever do about it if the universe happened to be a part of some person's brain somewhere? Could you ever get outside? You'd be that microscopic to whatever being it was. You would never be able to communicate. So thinking about things like that kind of messes with you because you're like, what? You know what I mean? And when you start thinking about how big certain things are, and it's just mental. A lot of men go down them rabbit holes. Like they'll start watching like Alex Jones. Because I remember, I remember watching Alex Jones around the time when that Sandy Hook thing happened. Mm-hmm. And my man would have you questioning, what? Did that was that a hoax? You know, like when he's drawing for man, like he's drawing for like a person who looks like someone who was there and calling them crisis actors. If you watch that stuff long enough, you can start to believe it. So what I'm saying is you got to remember, you know, like especially if a man's mind ain't clear as it is, because remember, a man smoking all kind of different strands of bud, a man's drinking heavy, a man's probably on all kind of different other substances. So it's a big concoction of substances going on. So he's not thinking clear anyway. The man ain't thinking clear anyway. Then he starts mixing it up. Yo, throwing that DVD over there. Boom. Man throws in the DVD. He's like, yo, these men are holding me back, fam.
Man's eating that mystery meat from the chip shop.
A man's like, yo, these men are holding me back. No wonder I haven't got £1 million because these men are over there. Blood, you have to. Stephen, I know it's like, listen, I've seen it happen to man. I personally know. So when I'm seeing this Garcia guy, I'm not saying certain ain't happened, you know, or I'm not saying he hasn't seen certain things. But on the build up to a big fight, you all these exposés. What about all that stuff Kanye said? His mother got sacrificed and this man, that. What happened to all that?
Even if that was true, did you not do that then? Because would she not have been sacrificed for your success? So are you not just incriminating yourself?
See what I'm saying? Let's run this audio, man.
Go through, man.
Contracts. So what they would do with someone like me, who's monumentally influential, they'd come along and say, we're going to pay you $50 million. And in exchange for that money, you're going to support this company. But to make sure that this company doesn't get in any trouble, make sure you don't bring any heat on this company. Your official positions on LGBT will be X. Your official positions on Israel-Palestine will be Y. And don't worry, we spend a lot of money with advertising spends with the media outlets. So the media outlets will never print anything bad about you because they cannot attack the poster child of the person who funds them. So typically what they do is they try and get you agree to these sponsorship contracts to neuter you. And once you've taken the money, you then are inner circle, Hollywood, Illuminati, whoever, whatever you want to call it. Which is why singers you've never heard of are at the Brit Awards or the Met Gala. And then the people on the internet who are free, who are far more famous than they are, these singers, nobody knows who they are, nobody cares, is not invited. We're not invited to those things. You would go, you'd go to an after party. At the after party, every single room would be bugged. There'd be cameras, there'd be microphones, as we can see in Diddy's lawsuit. Something haram will happen in the house. You'll be offered to do a bunch of bad things yourself, drugs, women, etc. Something bad will happen. Somehow you'll be linked as an accomplice to it. Someone will come to you and say, oh, look, this underage girl has...
Festify, big up yourself, man.
Sex with this guy in this room, and you were only in the room next door, and if the police come, it's going to look bad on you. It's going to be all over the papers, and you're going to be a sexual trafficker. But don't worry, because of this sponsorship, we're going to make sure it stays out in the media. We've got your back. Don't worry. See you at the next party. So then you're stuck. You have to be friends with these people, or they've already semi-threatened you.
All right, hold on. Before Garcia comes in, what are you saying, Stephen? What Tate's saying right there?
Big up Fessy, fam. It's nothing we ain't heard before. That they silence you and they do this. I've noticed everyone always says that. Oh, these parties. Diddy's gonna want a party, but you got to tell him no.
Wow.
Big up Fessy, fam.
I'll say it right here, right now. The reason my Matrix attack came is because I turned down a sponsorship contract. Whether they let me walk or throw me in a dungeon forever, we're going to find out. But that's how it goes. Because most people, when they're offered $50 million, take the $50 million.
But hold on, though. I don't get... With this Tate, brother, yeah. Something I don't understand. Yeah, because he said that the Matrix offered him... Again, I got to say this because so much men get upset with this thing, you know. People, I don't know if this is true or not. It could be true. It might not be true. I'm just saying what's best for a man to keep his mental on a level. Now, Tate saying, yo, they came true and offered him 50 million. And because he didn't take it, that's why the Matrix came after him.
Yes.
But I thought my man was close to being a billionaire, though.
I can't keep it.
So it don't make sense. Like, why would they offer you that? They'd give you something else. Because remember, these people control the world, what these men are saying. So they're going to know that money's nothing to you, innit? Because remember, they know everything else. They know every other secret of the world. So they should know then, yo, money's nothing to you. So why are they offering you money knowing money's nothing to you? Like giving snow to an Eskimo?
Facts.
Don't make sense.
And condone a genocide for money. So you just have to put me in fucking jail, I guess. So as for what Ryan's saying, we're going to see his story. I'm going to keep chasing him up. And I'll unmute the mic again when he's online. Ryan, unmute your mic.
All right, this is Ryan Garcia now, yeah?
Oh, Andrew.
Hey, bro. All right, talk to us.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Where?
Oh, my God. Bro, they fucking took me to the fucking woods, bro, and they fucking tied. I'm not fucking joking, bro. I have fucking proof, bro. I don't give a fuck. Bro, I fucking will show you every fucking video you could ever fucking believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They fucking tied that's me
that
down.
Place. That's that place, Bohemian Grove, Steve, or that Steven.
Grove, that's it, Grove.
Yeah, Bohemian Grove. That's this place what my man saying that they took him
sounds,
to.
Yeah, it sounds like the song can play.
And they made me fucking watch, dog. I absolutely don't give a fuck anymore. Yes, I fucking lost it. They're raping little kids.
He doesn't want to take us all, so let's go.
Come on,
he doesn't
want to
take
us. Come on, fuck this guy, dude. Bro, fuck this dude, dude.
Come on. Who?
Bro, you know the higher elites, bro. You already know who they are, bro.
You know the path
Andrew, you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I don't give a fuck. They can't touch me. I'm a god.
Well,
Kanye 2.0.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that kind. You know what it is? You know where mankind... this is so... You know what it is? I'm drained with this kind of commentary, you know? If man believe that if I'm not saying it ain't true, but if man want to get into that kind of stuff and that it don't... I ain't entertaining that stuff for my life. I'm not entertaining it, but I'm saying... Let's say my man has seen whatever he's seen, yeah. All the other stuff that he's saying, just, yo, they can't touch me, I'm a god. But then you can't export, come on. It just, Stephen, what are you saying?
Fam, I think he must have had a slow concussion from Deontay, you know. I mean, from...
Javante,
fam. He must have had a slow concussion, and now it's just lick his clout, fam.
Yeah, Javante put pause on that, or
he got up too quick. He jumped up too quick at his double bunk bed, fam.
Yeah, Javante gave him some heavy blows, fam. Throw in the towel. I'm like, yo. Javante was licking me with some things, man.
Facts.
That's the first point of contention, because I care about you a lot, and I can assure you from my own personal experience that they can touch you, which is
bro,
the worst part.
No, they can't, bro. All right, so come touch me, you fucking bitch.
You have proof of these things? You have proof of this on your phone?
Yes, of course I do.
The fuck you talking about? Of course, if Alex could get a fucking video from the Bohemian Grove, of course I could.
Well, I have to be careful what I say because I'm in the middle of a judicial process right now.
You want me to get you out of it? I can help.
Well, bro, my door gets kicked in if I say what I'm thinking.
Okay, well, I can help you get out of it if you want. I know people.
My man sounds wasted on this as well, Stephen.
Facts, bro. He sounds drunk.
Yeah, he sounds wasted. For me, I can't kind of buy into this kind of narrative because it's like a man ain't even talking with a clear head. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's kind of... I personally think he's trying to sabotage the fight. That's what I think. I don't think he wants to fight Devin Haney. Now, has he been through some traumatic experience? Only he knows the answer to that. But the way how he's presenting it is not the right way to present information exposing what he's trying to expose. You sound drunk, your mouth's twitching, you know what I mean? You're displaying erratic behavior. I've yet to see a man come in his right mind and be like, boom, this is what it is. All that Kanye stuff was for that crowd. Like, that crowd literally are the crowd to capture because you can tell them anything, man. You can literally tell them anything and get a little better on a DVD to, well, not DVD, a YouTube video in today's world to throw the green screen and, you know what I mean? Start talking, ah, look at this and look at that. And I'm like, yo, I get it, but a boxer who's, let's keep this thing 1,000, man. Like, my man's not going to be the top of the division anyway. Let's start with that. He's not going to be the top of the division. He ain't going to beat Haney. He didn't beat Javante. He's not going to beat Shakur Stevenson. You know what I mean? So you're not going to be the man anyway. You will sell pay-per-views, but once you lose to Haney, you're going to lose to Haney. You will lose your next big fight after that. So there's nowhere to really go. Now, I'm not saying he's going to make mega bucks, so it's not about the money. I'm pretty sure he'll always be a celebrity. Mm-hmm. What the reason why I'm saying this for is, what is the purpose of these elitists or whatever using him? Because outside a man buying Fashion Nova or probably buying a certain hair gel, what is your real influence? Because society is already morally corrupt. So these folks, these elite men who are recruiting these men, what are they recruiting them for? Because every time I turn on the TV, I'm hearing all kind of F3 and nastiness and gal half skin out themselves. So we already at that place. Do these people need to recruit anybody else? Like, I don't get what we're talking about here. A boxer who's not even going to be at the top. Like, what they're recruiting him for? To do what? You know what I mean? To do what? Now, am I saying has he been violated? He could have been. He could have definitely been violated. Because when you see a man displaying erratic behavior like that, then something's definitely gone on. But I'm just saying, if I'm one of these elites getting all this money, damn near controlling the globe, why am I worried about some kind of teenage boxer who's not really influential besides a man buying a Fashion Nova tracksuit or probably a Fashion Nova brief? Like, what are these men really talking about, Stephen? Come on, man.
Or getting man to sign up to Shein, fam.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or I don't get it. Or a man getting a 5% discount off his frigging Fashion Nova order. What is your influence to the world? Like, I don't get, like, when these men are like, yo, they're after me. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, after you for what? What are you pushing out there that's really going to make change or what's going to help their cause and these men that are in the shadows? And you're talking out their thing anyway. So, to be honest, them man need a refund, fam, because you're talking out their thing anyway. This is what I'm saying. You know these Kanye brothers and that? The day when one of them comes through, and I'm like, yeah, I'll say, trust me. But it ain't him, and it wasn't Kanye. When the brother comes through that's spitting the real, and I'll be like, yo, that brother's talk. Because these men, it's always erratic. Remember with Kanye? They said he wanted to get out the Adidas deal. It's all a part of the bigger plan. Now man's taking Adidas to court, suing them. I thought it was part of your plan. I thought you wanted to get rid of these folks. What are you saying, Steven?
Fam, speaking of which, I'm on his Instagram. Man's got 5 days ago. Yeah, this must be his wife or the BM. He goes, "We broke up a long time ago, but I'm coming back. I love you."
See what I'm saying? There's a lot going on. You're going through a breakup. You're gambling. You're trying to train for a fight. Realistically, I don't want to see this fight because I feel like his mind's not in the right place to really be talking about fight. But all right, let's...
Family, hold on. Speak quickly, though. Quickly.
Yeah.
Fam, Tyson, Jake Paul, fam.
I seen that, but you know what it is, though? Like, first of all, Tyson's a madman anyway, like, even entertaining that, first of all. Secondly, that Jake Paul guy, I think he's like what the people them call nowadays a troll. He does a lot of that trolling thing. I'm not into that, man. I don't think Tyson would do that still.
I feel like he would if there's enough zeros, blood. That's crazy, man. He shouldn't, but sad. I feel like he would.
If Tyson's gone to that level where he's going to do that kind of thing, I could understand the Roy Jones thing because that's a man from your era. You know what I mean? But you're fighting Jake Paul. Come on, man. Hopefully it's not true. Hopefully it's not true. But all right, let's move on from that Garcia thing because I'm going to be quite honest with you. I think he needs help, man. Serious, man.
Seems like it to me.
Them man who watched them, I know a lot of man between the age of like 15. That's the first time I think I watched David Icke when I was 15. And he was talking about like shape shifting and certain man of lizards and all that. That was the first one I watched, innit? And then after that, a lot of men watched them and didn't really snap back to themselves. They kind of got really intertwined into that kind of world of like watching them DVDs, but not unguarding. I can't sit down and watch them DVDs talking about a man a trillion miles from here. Yeah. And my own thing's not in order. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And plus that you're just... Imagine you've just got the... It's you know what it's actually like? You know when you see a dog barking at a plane? That's what it's like.
You're never going to catch it.
You're never going to catch it and you're never going to get the attention. Someone and anybody looking at it is always going to be like, yo, it's a dog barking at a plane. Or a dog chasing his tail. Like, it's just... I think when you go down them paths, like you can kind of not pop up the same. So let me leave that there.
Yes, people, it's really, really cold out here right now. But I've got a great recommendation for you. So if you're walking out during these winter months and your head's a little bit cold, but you want to remain trendy, purchase one of these. Now they are available in 9 colors and you can click the link in the description box below to get yours right now.
So, okay, it's the big fight, man. It's the big fight. It's time. It's time.
Where are we at now?
Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua.
What do you reckon?
I'm going to just say it straight like this, man. I've definitely got a lot of respect for Francis Ngannou. My man's as real as they come. Like, you can tell. He's as real as they come in how he carries himself. He stood on his own principles. He did things his way. And even at the time when he left the UFC, I was even saying to myself, wow, why would he do that? There was a lot of money on the table. I didn't think he would be able to break into the boxing world. And never mind break into the boxing world. I didn't think he would be competitive in the boxing world. Now, everyone's got their views on Tyson Fury and how Tyson Fury came in for that fight. But let's keep it real, people. Even a man who's unfit and only operating at like 10% of his ability should be able to beat a man making his pro debut. And my man made it very competitive, dropped Tyson Fury, and many believe he actually won. I'm one of them myself who believe he actually won the fight.
Me too.
But I'm a little bit biased though at the same time, because I don't really rate how Fury moves.
No, you don't like him. At
the same time, this Ngannou brother, he deserves a lot of respect. So I want to lead with that. However, I feel like Anthony Joshua is what an athlete's supposed to be. He locks himself away in the gym. He gets down to it. He's very serious about his craft. You can tell that he respects the sport. You can tell that he takes the sport very serious. He seems to be, and the reason why I say he seems to be, because I'm not personally in his camp, but he appears to be mentally focused and on job. And I just feel like my man is a decorated amateur, an Olympian, gold medalist, and a two-time unified world champion who respects the sport and who will train for this thing like he was fighting another world champion. And I think Ngannou is a man who got, and I hate to say this because I got so much respect for the guy, but he's a man who got lucky coming up against a slob in his last fight. But he's not coming up against no slob now. Man are going to really show him what time it is, welcome him into the sport, and just chop him down like a tree, man. You see what I'm saying? And
so who's Gullick, man?
AJ KO, man, or stoppage, man. Straight.
Are you
like
reckon,
that.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. AJ KO.
All right, Ngannou, I know he's jumped. So is he fully a boxer now? He's unboxing now?
No, this is his second boxing fight. He's still signed with an MMA company.
How's he jumping in with the big boys straight away, though? How come he hasn't had to work with his way up the league, man?
Because, Stephen, this was supposed to be a Mickey Mouse crossover thing. But Tyson Fury came in out of shape, unprepared, and made it competitive. So based off of that, he's became...
You want to see him take out the others.
Exactly.
Take on the others.
He's became like a contender. Almost like Tyson Fury made the brother like relevant. So now it's like Joshua, because Wilder lost, Joshua's got no way to go. So Joshua's like, safe, I'll fight my man. Because what this only benefits Joshua because... First of all, the Saudis are spending money like it's nothing, A, so they're paying man ridiculous sums of money to do this thing. B, it's an easy fight for Joshua all day, every day, as the man in St. Louis say. C, if Joshua goes in there and does a job, boom, 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 stops him or boom, out, makes it look easy, now people are going to be like, yeah, they're going to compare him to Tyson Fury. Joshua is the perfect fight for Joshua. This is a free kill. It's a free kill, man. It's a free kill. Insta-kill. Any man, my Call of Duty zombies back in the day. You remember insta-kill when you got that? You knew you could relax. That's what this is. This is like someone's gave Joshua the insta-kill. But I rate the way, I'm going to keep it real. I'm just going to say it right now, people. Listen, I rate the way Frank Warren, Eddie Hearn, His Excellency. I'm not even into calling man His Excellency, but I don't know the brother's name. Everyone does. When you got M's like that, Stephen, you get called His Excellency. So this His Excellency, I like the way they've made this thing appear to be that it's going to be competitive. I rate the way they've been able to sell it because I'm actually going online and seeing man saying things like, they're scared for Joshua, and I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like, realistically, if Joshua loses this, Stephen, even for 100 mil, it's not worth it. If Joshua loses this, it's one of the most embarrassing things to ever happen in boxing.
Mad.
So, if let's say he gets KO'd, Stephen, it's the most embarrassing loss ever in boxing. Ever. Ever. So I just hope for the sake of not only the sport, because I'm a fan, but for Joshua, man, that you just go in there and do what you're supposed to do. Don't even make this competitive in any way. Just go in there and swing leather, man. Forget all that game plan business. And go in there and just swing, man. Swing business. See what I'm saying? Chop the tree down, boss. But again, the Ngannou brother, real individual, man. Stand solid, brother, man. Solid. Solid, brother. Trust me. Like, what he's been able to do, mad. Crazy. So, yeah. AJ, Stephen, if you're a better man, AJ KO.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know you're not. People at home, if you're betting people, AJ for the win. Easy money. Easy money. What are you saying, Stephen?
Okay, mad. So you're saying, all right, AJ, you're saying, yeah, but it should at least be entertaining. So what's that? Is that this Saturday?
Friday.
Oh, flipping Friday. What stupid time, though? Like 3 a.m.?
No. Same time.
Oh, Normski time.
Yeah. Same. Early.
So What time?
We're talking probably like 8 o'clock. The thing will go down. Because it's only in Saudi, you know. Man, don't give me my credit for that. Remember the years ago, Stephen, when I said that Saudi, that them Middle Eastern man were going to take over sports. Remember
yeah, when I course, said, man. Because yeah, money talks.
Yeah, man. Said all these things years ago. But yeah, Saudi. Money
talks and bullshit walks, man.
But what I hope to see, because even though I like Francis Ngannou and in that MMA ring, my man looks scary still. I can't lie. Like, he looks very scary in the MMA ring. Yes. You're not a boxer. Muscles don't mean you're a boxer. Being in shape don't mean you're a boxer. You're not a boxer, so...
Andy Ruiz, man.
That's what I'm saying. So for me, ideally, what I'd like to see is Joshua to just do his thing, quick time, get my man out of there, and just be done with these crossover things, man. All that. This is all coming from them YouTubers and all that, you know. It's them who... Mayweather and McGregor started it. But from that point, it's just like these YouTubers and it just bring the sport back to what it is. I'm not saying like these men can't do their thing, but they're being paraded as like real contenders. And nah, man, bring back the sport, man. Just 1-2, just go in there, take my man out real quick, make this thing look easy, and let's get back to basics, man. I want to see the Undisputed. Let's see if Fury turns up. And then whoever wins that, throw Joshua in, give him another crack. And let's get back to the basics, man.
Yeah, facts, yeah.
Let's get back to the basics.
Bible facts. I feel like people were getting bored in it. That's how that influenced it. Because that went crazy. Even though they say a lot of the numbers are inflated. But I know it went crazy, the influencer. But I feel like that's died down, though. That's probably why Paul's trying to reach for Tyson. Because no one seems to care anymore.
Yeah, because people are starting to kind of see it for what it is.
A rodeo, like, man.
Yeah, if them guys are fighting each other, let's say if like KSI comes out now and he says, yo, I want to fight Speed or, you know, one of them other YouTube kind of clown kind of comedy brothers. Jump in there and knock bells out of each other. But when you're parading around and like, yo, I'm going to fight Canelo and... I'm like, huh?
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please, get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, don't disrespect the thing like that. Like, just don't. You see what I mean? But boxing's a business, and that's why it's been able to happen like that. You'd never see something like that happen in football. You'd never see something like that happen even in rugby, even in the English rugby league. You wouldn't see them say, like, yo, we're going to sign a cat from the what's that something called? Oversaw.
Wow.
NFL. Yo, we're gonna bring a cat from the NFL. You're not gonna see that because these mans are very, very respectful of the sports they are in. But I'm happy that Ngannou's been able to make this kind of crazy money and bring it back to Cameroon and invest in his thing. See what I mean? So yeah, man, we'll see what happens. But let's get into our final topic, man. This one's a bit of a...
What, you know, are you keeping it local, yeah?
We're keeping this one local, man.
Up to 600 council jobs to be lost, art grants scrapped, libraries closed and bin collections reduced to fortnightly. Councillors in Birmingham have approved what are thought to be the biggest budget cuts in local authority history, with residents warning that the consequences could be disastrous for the city. Birmingham City Council met on Tuesday afternoon to debate and voted on a proposed set of cuts that will see the loss of up to 600 jobs and the aforementioned. They also include funding cuts to adult social care, children's services, flood defences and highway maintenance. While street lights across the city will be dimmed. Family, you have to put the street light on dimmer. No, sir. the thing I mash up, man. The council has also approved a 10% council tax increase for the upcoming financial year after being granted special permission from the government to increase the rate above the national cap on account of the council declaring itself effectively bankrupt in September. Addressing the council chamber at the start of a five-hour heated debate, the leader, John Cutting, said he unreservedly apologised to the people of our city for the unprecedented scale of cuts. I am under no illusion what this budget will mean for our communities, he said. The decisions we must make here today will have a lasting impact on every single neighbourhood in Birmingham, and that weighs on me heavily. Cutting said he took responsibility for the Birmingham-specific problems and urged the government to launch an independent inquiry into what went wrong at the council. If you just say you take the blame, where they might investigate? I know you. The buck not stop with you. But he also blamed the forest fire raging through local government and asked who is going to apologise for the prolonged conservative-led neglect that has brought so many councils to the brink. No, we need no more blood.
You don't need no more, man. Let me take this one away, man, because
I'm a slice and dice squad, man.
The signs have been there, man. How they've run down our city, mistreated our city, disrespected our city for the longest, man. The signs have been there. You know, you drive around, there's things that you see that are very easily sorted out, you know. Things that could be sorted out quite easily. Things that are creating issues in the city that, you know, can be quite easily rectified are allowed to go on.
Facts.
You know, so for example, just the issue with the fly tipping thing, this is something that has plagued the city for a few years now.
It's going crazy now. That is.
And it's as simple as putting cameras in the problematic spots. Now, I understand you're always going to get fly tippers. I'm just pointing out one issue. You're always going to get fly tippers. You're not going to stop all of them. But in mainstream areas like the town centre, areas around the town centre, things of that nature, these areas, individuals should actually be scared of fly tipping in. But they're not, because they know that nothing's going to happen. But instead, you're pressuring a man for parking tickets and rare. I feel like the money's being misspent, and this has been happening. This has not been happening, you know, like since the other day. This has been going on for years. It's many issues that have plagued the city. Many issues, mismanagement of funds, all kind of things. And what I'm saying is, how are we improving that now? How is it improving? You're dimming streetlights. In what areas? Dimming street, what, you trying to make this thing Gotham? How are you dimming streetlights, yeah? Definitely. When crime, I seen a video, big up the admin crew, Express Truth Show on Instagram. Big up the admin.
Gang.
Now, I seen a video that the admin posted, Stephen, of a man was on his drive, you know? Man was on his drive, and someone came up at gunpoint and stole his car, and his child was in there.
Yeah.
Now, in my head, I'm like, yo, of course things like this can happen. It's not something that you can stamp out completely. But dimming streetlights surely is only going to entice criminals like that more.
Because that was broad daylight, for those who haven't seen the video.
Broad day. People, go over to our Instagram right now. The video's on there. They're happening broad day. So you got to think, you're dimming streetlights now. Then you've upped the council tax. 10%. All right, cool. Everything else has gone up. But now the bin collections every 2 weeks. What's going on, really? So now you're bringing in bare master splinters now, because what you're doing now is master splinters got an extra week now to eat the junk. So now you're bringing way more rats into the team. Steven, I don't even know what to say, mate. I actually believe it's a simulation. Brom, you know when people say the UK is a simulation? Nah. Brom is a simulation. It's a simulation. There's man literally at every traffic lights, yeah? With high vis on. Like it's a job. Now, remember before when I said, yo, if you can stand up at a traffic light, yeah, in the cold with a high vis on. Rude boy, you can stand up in Amazon with a high vis on. And don't want to hear nothing about no, oh, they might not have no address. Stop it, man.
They don't have no address.
Stephen, what are you saying?
What's to do, fam? Their address is everywhere, blood. Where should we deliver this? Anywhere, fam. I'll find it. Every corner of my corner. What am I saying? The place is on fire, G. You know what it is? I'll be honest, you know. It's too late. Too little, too late. Oh, we need to find out about the mismatch. Forget that, blood. Figure that out after. You need to balance the scales. And without punishing your constituents and the citizens. Because it's nothing to do with them. You know what I'm trying to say? Everything's going up like it's their fault. And then this one's saying, oh, the Conservatives, but no Labour. Stop pointing fingers, man. That's why nothing gets done. Because I hear what you're saying. Oh, yeah, the Tories have had a stronger hold on this thing for how many years? But I know it was a Labour government. How much money did you blow through, though? Like, come on, man. You can't shift all of the blame. Solutions, man. Not pointing fingers right now. Point fingers later. When things are honky-dory again, point fingers then. Oh, we're bringing in this geezer to find out where the funds went. In his pocket and his pocket, blood. Place is on fire, G. It's only going to get worse. I've been saying it from... That's why I was just laughing. I was reading the article. You're going to dim streetlights, you know. I'm mood lighting. Yeah, I try for sex, girl. You want dim light?
From the dimming it, because what they're doing, they're putting out the bat signal, yeah, for a man to say, listen, we can't manage what's going on. So basically, do your thing in it. We can't manage. We're all dimming lights. Because when I seen that video, yeah, on Express Truth Show on Instagram, at Express Truth Show, when I watched that video, I was like, yo, like, you see what I mean? Like, that's what we're doing now. Moves like that, a man's youth's in the cutter. Like, bro, it's different, man. It's different because that's a different level of violation, you know.
Oh, cool.
That's a different, like, even when the brother should have seen and said, yo, there's a youth in the car. All right, I'm going to keep it moving, you know. You've still done the movie. Say,
yeah, grab the baby out the car. And the worst thing was, Mark, that's what I was saying to you. The geezer was cool as a cucumber, you know. The robber, that is. Yeah, grab the baby out the car. Cool as a cucumber, like he had all the time in the world. He weren't worried about nothing.
But you see, that's what we're doing. That's how man are making these men feel comfortable now. So basically, a man can see that. I want to see a follow-up article to that video explaining what happened to that individual. That's what I want to see. Have they caught the guy? But if they haven't, yeah. It's a joke thing. I got nothing to say, man.
Yeah, after new, but I do, but am I?
Got nothing to say. It's sad, man. It's sad. It's sad how, you know, 4 years ago still,
mm-hmm.
It coming like, that was just the start of this thing. And it comes.
A man's were crying about CV19. Man's thought that time was bad.
I know. I was on Twitter today, looking at just reading the comments and stuff on the articles, and people was like, "I could never live in Birmingham. Birmingham's the worst city in the UK." And like, damn, because I think it's us, Croydon. In London, they're bankrupt as well, and I think it was one other council.
There's quite a few.
Nottingham as well?
I think Nuts went. I think Coventry might. There's a few that have gone, Mark. There's a lot that have gone, and there's a lot that are on the verge, and it's on both sides of government. You know what I'm trying to say? Not like I'm trying to side with anyone, but I'm just saying. So what? The reason I'm saying that part is it shows you like there's a national crisis. You know what I mean? There's just something going wrong everywhere. Because if it was just Brom, then I could be like, oh, obviously they still deserve the blame, but then you could just be like, oh, yo, use like, but you know what I'm trying to say? If it's multiple councils and it seems like there's going to be more, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, man, because I was hearing about this is some brother who works up in them things. He was saying that schools are struggling to stay heated and stuff.
Oh gosh.
So like there was one particular school. I know the name of the school still, but I ain't gonna say it though. No. But apparently they had to wear their coats and stuff in class. And I'm like, when I'm starting to hear them kind of things, that's what I'm saying to myself. It's a joke thing. Cause you mean to tell me a public funded school, children had to keep their coats on? Like that's crazy, man. That's crazy. But people, it's the Express Truth Show.
Greatest show on earth.
The greatest show on earth, people. Hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button. Patreon crew, big up yourself. Stephen, what are you saying, man?
Yo, make it Thursdays great again, never late again. It's the greatest show on earth, man. Dynamic Duo back in full effect. Your favorite podcast. Tell your wife I'll see her on Sunday, man.
People, that's the end of the podcast, man. We're gone. Express Truth Show, unfiltered. We out of here, man.
Hi, guys. We get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, let me know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you want to look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you're ready for road, man. 100% satin do-rags. Click the link in the bio.